That's the Foo Fighters with Resolve. This is Adam and Joe. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, Happy New Year, listeners. Thanks for listening. We're with you for the next 2 hours here on, what's it called? XFM?
It's called XFM, Joe, yeah.
London's 104.9. Now on in Scotland. Are we on in Scotland now? Xanthi's not quite sure. We think we're on in Scotland as well.
Do a Scottish voice.
That's not a good idea, man.
I was hoping
that'll alienate
you would.
The whole of Scotland.
There you go.
Aye, wee big man. That's not good. Now no longer listened to in Scotland.
No. Switched
Every
off.
Scottish person has switched off.
Switched off in Scotland.
In synchronicity.
Ooh.
What?
That's, I was just thinking of the police.
Yeah. So go on then.
Well, I was going to be, I was going to pretend to be Michael Barrymore for a little bit, but I thought better of it. Because I've got a cold, so it might just be a bit revolting.
A bit weird. Listen, just to motivate people to listen, we've got great DVDs to give away in the show. We're going to have a crap commentary corner. I want to play some Cliff Richard.
Why?
Well, you'll realise when I play it.
Okay.
But am I allowed to play Cliff Richard on XFM?
Well, as long as there's some kind of hilarious, ironic reason for
it. There kind of is, but not what you'd expect.
Is it new Cliff or old Cliff?
It's old Cliff.
Classic Cliff?
It's classic Cliff, yeah. But it's actually taken off one of the funniest things I saw on telly over Christmas.
Okay.
So some Cliff Richard coming up. That's
is it
exciting.
Wired for sound?
No.
I like small speakers. I like tall speakers. Dig that music, they're wired for sound.
We should play that, though.
That's a good one.
And then we've got Ditties in the Dock coming up towards the end of the show, of course.
Yeah.
And it's got... What is it this week, Adam? The theme?
Oh, well, it's kind of, instrumental movie themes, is that
is it?
Fair?
Oh, well, we're going to have to talk about this.
Well, you've got some kind of bluegrass action going on, but then you also put, you know, it could
it
be...
It was a choice.
It was a choice. So I've gone for a sort of title theme from a
okay,
movie.
Okay, it's movie title themes.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Dizzy's in the Dock. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, prize-wise, it's pretty slim pickings here at XFM.
Slim pickings?
In the new year, nobody gives anything to promote, right? Because there's nothing coming out in the shops at the new year.
Mm.
So there's just no prizes.
Promotion fatigue.
So we've got the best of Ronnie Barker. He's obviously a genius, but there's still feel, you know, this feels a bit rubbish.
So does the best of Ronnie Barker contain stuff that he did with Ronnie Corbett as well, or is it just Open All Hours and stuff like that?
No, it's all sorts of different stuff. Basically, I don't know. And then Xanthi, who's producing today, has actually bought in her very own copy of Desperate Housewives. It's still shrink-wrapped.
Wow.
But somebody gave her a box set of Desperate Housewives, thinking that every woman likes this sort of rubbish.
Yeah.
And of course, Xanthi's too clever. She doesn't care about Desperate Housewives.
You're not really bigging up the prize now, Joe.
No, but someone will like it. A woman with a sort of slightly thick woman friend can give it to the slightly thick woman friend.
Right.
Because you have to be slightly thick to like Desperate Housewives, don't you?
I'm not going to go into that.
No.
You can tell it's cold, incidentally, because you can no longer see Xanthi's low trousers. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, Xanthi, our producer, wears low trousers.
Usually she's got such low trousers that you can sort of see everything.
Shall we have some more music?
Because,
you know, people who've just been listening to the X List might be getting music, you know, what do you call it? Like MDT, music deprivation.
Well,
what does the T stand for? No, SAD is what I mean. MAD.
What?
What's SAD when you don't have enough
seasonal
sunlight?
Seasonal adjusted depression.
Right, so music adjusted depression.
Yeah.
Mad.
Well, here's a shot of KT to fix you right up.
Hooray, that was, who was that? KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See, the third single to be taken from the Scottish singer-stroke-songwriter's Mercury-nominated debut album, Eye to the Telescope. Was that supposed to be Michael Barrymore?
Yeah.
That was quite good. was Michael Barrymore at what point?
That was Michael Barrymore in the diary room yesterday.
That was quite moving.
Thank you.
Was it? No, he was quite moving.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
I was quite moved by him, but you can never tell whether you're being manipulated.
Do you think that Barrymore's exaggerating the pudding?
We'll never know. You never know, do you? When it's on telly, you never know what's real, what isn't.
Wow.
Barrymore, he could be acting. He could just be a very, very good actor.
He's not, man.
You don't think so?
No, he's absolutely damaged goods, and he shouldn't be on that show.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's a disgrace.
If he wasn't on that show, nobody would be watching it.
Well, that's true. That's cold, hard entertainment economics, isn't it? But it's a shame that he's on there, I think.
Why?
Because it's
Strike It Lucky might come back. Come on. What could be better than that?
That's true. Listen, if Strike It Lucky
don't
came
have
back,
him talking to kids again.
I'd be delighted.
What's no. that one where he talked to kids?
Oh, that thing on Saturday nights when...
Fiddle Me Tinko. What was it called? Wasn't called Fiddle Me Tinko. What was it called?
I don't remember. People do the most hilarious things.
Ronnie Corbett did it for a bit, and then he did it.
People Are Lovely with the L-U-V.
Shut Up Tiny, I think it was called.
Shut Up Tiny.
Shut Up Midget. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, are you talking about the thing where you used to go to shopping malls and make people perform?
No, that was called My Kind of People.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. He did that, and he did Strike It Lucky, but he also did the show when he made kids say funny things.
Shut Up Tiny.
He? Shut Up Tiny. Anyway, why shouldn't he be on the show? Because you think he's going to actually have a proper mental breakdown?
Proper nervy bee.
You reckon?
Yeah, he's a total mess. I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, he's a mess.
What do you think, listeners? Text 83XFM if you've got any opinions at any point. When we have competitions, you can call 0871 222 1049, just preparing you with the number, and you can email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, at any point.
And there's pictures of Chantelle in the paper today, I see.
Now, which one's Chantelle?
Chantelle is the mole. She's the fake one.
Okay, the one who sings for Candy Box with a K.
Candy floss, yeah.
Yeah.
And their single is called hilariously Give It To Me Now or something.
Right, and what's the point of her? She's supposed to brilliantly, ironically expose the fact that some of the people in there you'll never have heard of. Or yeah. that celebrity is so debased that anyone could be one.
Right, exactly. And it's just another little game element to the whole thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And if she's not sussed out by tonight, then she gets to stay in the house. Is that right? I think she only had to convince everyone for a couple of days.
Pretty good.
And then she gets to stay in there. But she's already a bit worried that maybe Jodie Marsh has got her sussed. Hey, I just taped this little bit of her babbling last night about it, and I wanted to play it to you. Here it is.
Chantelle has come to the diary room to talk to Big Brother.
Hello, Chantelle. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Really, really good. Apart from one thing, you know Jodie Marsh? Well, I've got no problem with, like, faking it. You know, I feel I'm doing a really good job. But Jodie Marsh, she's from Brentwood in Essex, and I've been to pubs and clubs and that, and I've seen her out, and I think she recognises me. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I think that I'm just letting you know, really, you know, that she's seen me. She knows, I'm sure she has, and I'm sure when she walked in the door and she looked at me, she knew, you know, like, not who I am, but just that
it's making sense.
You know,
it's just tiring, isn't
maybe
it?
Not actually in a girl band, but, you know, I'm sure she has, but what? She don't know, but I'm just really coming in to let you know what I think I know, you know?
So what are you coming in to let me know?
That, you know, that she, like, well, that she, you know...
How many words... That's got to be the highest words to actual meaning ratio ever, in terms of how many words you use to get something across. 3 would have done. I think... Well, no. Maybe yeah. 10.
I suspect that Jodie Marsh knows I'm not a real celebrity.
Yeah, that would have done the trick.
That's what
she made it last a lot longer.
Yeah. It's all pretty weird. I think my theory is that Friday nights on Channel 4 is one big kind of social science experiment.
Mm.
You know? And the Friday Night Project, which is on afterwards, is just another installment. It's another little room in the big Channel 4 science lab, working on a slightly different but equally pointless experiment.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should talk about the Friday Night Project a bit later on. Should we have some more music?
Let's have some Lady Flash. No, some Gold Team.
Some Gold Team.
Yeah, the song's called Lady Flash.
Lady Flash.
The Go Team. They're fantastic. I love the Go Team.
It sounds like a group of mental patients loose in a big kitchen.
Well, all fashionable music has to have a class of kindergarten kids in it these days.
Yeah,
just going insane.
That's a trend I could actually do.
Yeah, now. Well, you've got it for real, haven't you, in your house?
That's true, yeah. Okay, let's play some adverts. Excited about
Brilliant.
The adverts?
I love adverts, yeah. Which adverts are we going to have? Oh, I hope we have that one about not doing drugs, and that one, I don't know. Oh, I hope we have an AOL one
about how
the internet's evil.
Yeah.
And should be censored.
I hope we have some kind of slimming advert.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That's how you know that the Christmas period has finally ended.
Yeah.
They should, you know, I always feel as if they should have the Coke trucks leaving town and going, holidays are going, holidays.
Yeah, it'd be a more depressing tune though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Holidays have gone,
Yeah,
you know what?
Gone.
You should put knock that together for next week's show.
Okay, then. The only reason you know that Christmas has ended now, sorry, it's my cold making my voice funny, is that, you know, the Coke trucks go and it's just loads of adverts for Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And that's how you
know. Well, let's see what it's going to be.
The good times are over. It's exciting, isn't it?
It's exciting, yeah.
Okay,
well, it's my favourite bit of this show, the commercials.
I agree with you. Here they are.
XFM. Love music. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Wonder what kind of year it's going to be for the Chiefs, Joe. 2006, what's that got in store?
Who knows?
For the Kaisers.
Who knows?
Right? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM, and it's competition time.
Recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell me, speaky? Animal the Equity Key. Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
Yeah, there we go. That was the jingle. Better do a new. I didn't do. I'm not. I didn't do that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you
wish
doing
I hadn't, though.
I like that one. That's funky.
It's crap commentary corner time, listeners. This is a chance for you to win some frankly pretty paltry New Year's dregs.
Joe Cornish.
Am I insulting Xanthi's Desperate Housewives again?
Big up the housewives.
Sorry. Time for you to win America's hottest lady problems program, Desperate Housewives, episodes 1 to 23 in slimline DVD. You would not believe the things those housewives get up to. They're desperate.
They're outrageous.
They'll do anything. Their son's on drugs. Their neighbor's having an affair with the gardener.
Some of them are gay.
Oh, no. Anyway, I sort of
hey, see, that's how you sell it.
And the best of Ronnie Barker. Sell that. There you go, well done. The best of Ronnie Barker on DVD. So, oh, actually, we've got tickets as well to win.
Four candles?
This is taking a long time.
Four candles.
Is that your Ronnie Barker
yeah,
impression?
I just thought of it. Four candles?
He doesn't tour like this.
No, he doesn't. That's
Bob
sketch.
Hoskins.
I want four candles. No, not four candles.
Four candles.
Yeah.
You can also win one pair of tickets to see Skin.
Similar.
Can I talk, please?
Sorry.
Will you let me finish? One pair of tickets to see Skin at the 100 Club this Tuesday, the 10th of Jan. Skin from Skunk and Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old band.
Skunk, Nancy and Skin.
Or you can win one pair of tickets to see Stephen Fretwell at the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Is he a poet?
I don't know, but he frets well. So those are the prizes. You can have your pick. And the number to call is 0871 222 1049. If you can tell what movie this clip of commentary is taken from. So, okay, deep breath. This is quite a moving one, a touching one, a sweet one. It's from a classic British film. That's all I'll tell you for the moment. But 0871 222 1049. It might take quite a good sort of film buff type to get this.
Okay.
So listen closely. Here's the first clip.
It is the favourite film of so many people. It really is. You know, and I've actually been in a room when people are talking about films and that, and they've said, well, actually, my favourite film is, you know, it's like, oh, God, and then someone else goes, oh, you're not going to believe this, but... You know, and I get that a lot. And again, it was just such a special, you know, magical film. But, no, I really have been living in fantasy ever since.
Is it Sex Lives of the Potato Men?
No, close, though. I'm joking, it's not close. So I'll give you a little clue. It's a child star who's now grown up.
Ah.
And he's sounding a little bit nervous. And he's been living in fantasy ever since. As if maybe being in this film might have affected him.
Right.
0871 222 1049. If you know who it is, can you play clip two?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, I've been in therapy for years and years now. You know, just trying to sort out the good and evil in my head, and like, you know, and sometimes I just lose it, and this is what they put it down to.
Okay.
Okay. Now he might be joking. He might not. that he may or may not have been in and out of therapy. I wouldn't be surprised if he had been.
I think he probably has been.
Do you know who it is, Adam Buxton?
I've got an idea.
0871 222 1049. There's a third clip that kind of gives it away. Shall we see if we get any calls off the first two clips?
Yeah, let's see if anyone... I reckon that's probably quite an easy one. I think most people will have an idea of who that
is. Okay, I want to hear who you think it is.
Shall I tell you right now?
No. During a record.
Okay, I'm gonna... I've got a little free play for you right now.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Sid Barrett's birthday it was very recently. Ex-Pink Floyd, of course. Sid Barrett is... He's one of those people that kind of vanished off the radar a long time ago and just is lives a reclusive life now in Cambridge. But it's strange to think that he is still alive.
What band was he in, for younger listeners?
He was in Pink Floyd.
Okay.
In an early incarnation of Pink Floyd. And, yeah, it's strange to think that he's still wandering around quite happily in Cambridge somewhere. But anyway, I don't think he makes music anymore, and he certainly wasn't up for reforming for Live 8. but this is a track from one of his solo albums, which are all pretty extraordinary, and this is a song called Baby Lemonade.
Christmas Day. Was peculiar.
It is peculiar, but he was peculiar but good. You got to play some peculiar stuff every now and again.
In the clock they sent through the washing machine.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Hmm.
Well, we've had amongst many texts we've had a text from Andy who says you should have played Effervescent Elephant off the same album.
I was thinking about it, Andy. Yeah. It's a bit more of a toe-tapper, certainly. But I thought it was, you know, it's a kind of depressing January day. I thought I'd bring everyone down a bit further with that one.
It is a depressing day. It's a post-nuclear day.
It really is, isn't it?
Nuclear winter day.
Slate grey.
So listen, we're in the middle of playing a crap commentary competition. We've heard two clips from a mysterious actor, a child actor, who's grown up and provided commentary on the film that he was famous for. You know, no one's kind of getting it, but we've got one person on the line who might have it.
I was completely off beam, wasn't I?
Yeah, Adam had a guess. He was totally off beam.
Totally off beam.
Do we have a caller on the line, Xanthi?
Yes, we do.
What is his name? Richard?
Yes.
Is he ready? Is he there? Hello, yeah. Richard?
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad.
How are you enjoying this nuclear day?
It's been fantastic so far. I'm listening to it at work. I'm actually upstairs skiving at the moment.
Is it? What? You're skiving from doing what?
I work in a photographic lab. I'm going to be developing people's prints.
Oh, get upstairs.
Saucy. Do you ever see any saucy pics?
One or two occasionally.
People probably don't develop saucy pics anymore because of digital technology.
I know. I don't. I take them myself and then put them on my computer. Yes.
Exactly.
Like at night. Oh, I do it all the time. And, oh, it's exciting.
That's a good voice.
I don't know what that was.
Anyway.
Well done, Richard. We're sorry about that. Let's get to the point.
Yeah.
Which is, who do you think that slightly troubled man was, former child star?
It's the rather annoying Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe? Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Do you think I believe so.
So do you think he was being ironic about the therapy then?
You'd like to think so, but I don't know. I reckon somewhere there's going to be a psychiatrist with a few stories to
tell. Do you think he's heading for a Harry breakdown?
That would... They should stick him in the Big Brother house.
Do you know what the headline would be? Harry Potter.
Harry
in the tabloids, wouldn't it?
Should be on radio, that's brilliant.
Yeah, wow. You know what, you're wrong, Richard.
Am I wrong? Oh,
yeah,
what?
I mean, the voice we heard was a bit too old, I think, to be Radcliffe, and Radcliffe's quite a sensible man.
He's pretty well stitched up.
His dad's an agent.
Really?
His dad's a powerful agent, yeah, either used to be or is still. Mm. He's an intelligent, well-grounded boy.
He will end up on the Big Brother house at some stage.
On it.
You're right about that. Maybe on it,
on
screaming.
It, parachuting onto it as a publicity stunt.
With Barrymore.
Not even in it. So, Richard, bad luck, but do you want to stay on the line and hear this third clip that might give it away?
Yeah.
So I bet you Richard still won't get it, so do call 0871 222 1049 if this final clip gives it away. It gives you a bit more information about who else was in the film this troubled kid was in.
We're going to give Richard another crack, are we?
Well, I'm confident he won't get it.
Okay,
because
right.
He was so far off.
Listen to this, Richard.
I was definitely aware of Sean Connery because of James Bond again. One of the ultimate fantasy figures. He was really, really friendly, really down to earth. Yeah, and I remember my mum saying that to him that he'd got the job because of his thighs.
Oh, I love him.
He
sounds like a really, really nice bloke.
A sweet bloke. Yeah, but that's tough, man. I would never have guessed it if you hadn't told me.
But really? But you got it now?
Well, I know it now, yeah.
Richard?
Hello.
Hello, anything coming? If you know it, don't say it, because it's not fair. Do you know it?
I've Absolutely, got no idea. Of anything that Sean Connery's been in, like, recently.
Well, listen, thanks for calling. We're so hard up for prizes, we can't even sort of give you a consolation one. Can we give him one?
You know, yeah. You want to.
Do you want tickets to see Skin at the 100 Club?
What about Barker? We can give him
Do
Barker.
You want a copy of Barker?
That's the best prize, man.
Do you want a copy of the Barker DVD?
Whatever's going, I'm not fussy.
We'll send you a Barker DVD. Thanks for calling, Richard.
Have a slice of Ronnie.
Look after yourself, have a good day.
Cheers, yeah, good luck processing the dirty print.
The dirty, dirty prince. Let's play some more music and then see if anyone else has got an idea about who that was. Has got what the answer of the question is talking.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, thank you. That's one I call heartbeats.
Well, that was very well played. Your guitar's come along very beautifully.
Thank you very much. That's the last depressing song we're going to play for
a
while.
Oh, it's suitable. It's good to play depressing songs on the most depressing day of the year.
It's the most depressing day of the year. And
yeah, end and day, end way. Time today. The end of days.
The end of days.
That was actually José Juan Jaquez with Heartbeat.
José Juan
This is Adam and Joe on XFM, Britain's 104.9. Almost, because we're in Scotland and London now, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Nearly going to be covering the whole country soon, we think.
Now we've got Paul on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Hey, you know, I hear Paul actually got this before we played the third clip with the bit of salient information. I just want to make it clear that Paul is actually cleverer.
He's a kind of movie genius.
He kind of is. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Now, should we play one of the original clips just to
remind
people?
Let's play clip number two.
Okay.
Please. Is that okay?
Ooh, here it comes.
Yeah, well, I've been in therapy for years and years now. You know, just trying to sort out the good and evil in my head and, like, you know. And, sometimes I just lose it. And this is what they put it down to.
There we go.
Sometimes I just lose
it. Yeah, but you know, I love this person. I genuinely do, because as a boy, he suffered for the pleasure of millions. Didn't necessarily suffer, but was exposed to a filmmaking experience that has probably led to some disappointment in later life.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's give away who he is. Paul, who is it?
Is it, Craig Warnock?
That's right, from the film...
Time Bandits.
The little boy from Time Bandits,
Craig,
that's right.
Craig Warnock, is his
Warnock,
name?
Warnock, yeah. And I think he's actually a pretty accomplished keyboard player now. Plays in kind of solely funky bands, I think.
Mm.
And I think he might even still act. IMDb seemed to say that he was in Cinderella Man.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe that was his brother, because he had a he actually went for the audition. His brother went for the audition, but he got cast instead.
Oh, that's a great story.
Are you a fan of that film, Paul?
Yep.
Yeah? What do you like about it? That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really good, man. It's going well.
Yeah.
It's one I liked when I was younger. So.
What?
I liked when I was younger.
Oh, you liked it when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well done, man. That's very, very good. And are you into Desperate Housewives? Why would you be?
The series we're talking about, not the actual people. Oh, dear.
Hello, Paul, are you still there?
Paul's gone to sleep.
He's a Paul.
And then Paul's rolled over and started to cry.
So, well, Paul, do you want a prize? Do you want tickets or a DVD?
Can I have the DVD, please?
Which one, Ronnie Barker or the Desperate Housewives? The Desperate Housewives has more eBay value because it is seven discs. Six discs. Yeah, there you go. You should get 20 quid for that.
You could make a small mirror out of it as well. You could just sellotape the discs together and display them with the mirror side facing up and bingo.
And Paul, do you not agree with me that Craig Warnock deserves our respect for being in that film?
Yeah, I think.
Do you think? I think so too. Paul, thanks for calling.
Thank
and we'll get that present off to you. That's great stuff. And I love you, Craig Warnock.
And Paul.
And Paul. No, but particularly Craig Warnock, because he's obviously... Can you imagine being in Time Bandits when you were 11 and then having to deal with the day-to-day reality of life in contemporary Britain?
Yeah, plunged
for the
into
rest
the
of your life.
Crazy world of Terry Gilliam and then pulled right out of it again. Maybe Craig's listening.
Yeah, I hope he is. If you are, I love you. And I think you're brilliant.
We all love you. Give us a call. And, Joe, we got some more adverts. Were you happy with the last crop of adverts?
You know what? I didn't understand the Nivea one.
Well, listen out. Maybe it'll happen again and it'll become clearer.
Okay.
What's the Nivea one?
It's one of those ones that makes you anxious about being in your 30s and try and get you to use face cream like what women do.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Listen out. XFM. Love music. Love music. Love music. Love music. We'll be right back.
FM.
Hello? Are we in trouble? Have the Arctic Monkeys had a breakdown?
Monkey breakdown.
Maybe they've been withdrawn after 2005.
Cat, shall we have another go?
Because they're not hot anymore.
Shall we have a go at another...
Monkey breakdown!
Another crack at the Monkeys. Here we go.
Hooray, the Arctic Monkeys! They worked.
They got it together
after
again.
A small breakdown. I still love that song.
It's very good.
It's such a good song. It stays good as well.
Did you hear the new one of theirs?
No, when's the album coming out?
I don't know. It's got to be soon. Come on, Xanthi.
Come on, Xanthi. Release the Arctic Monkeys album. From your pockets.
From your low trousers.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM, Britain's 104.9. It's 5 to 2. In about 15 minutes' time, I'm going to be playing some Cliff Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know it sounds like, you know, something not exciting or fun or enjoyable, but trust me, it's Cliff Richard in a new way.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's going to be excellent. And I was playing Trivial Pursuit the other day, Joe Cornish.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Good,
I hate that game.
Why?
I hate it almost as much as I hate Cranium.
I've never
played
Cranium.
No insult to the people I play Cranium with, but I hate Cranium. You know Cranium?
Yeah, what about Cranium Kadu?
What's that?
I don't know.
Cranium. Oh.
What's your problem with Cranium?
Because it's supposed to be creative. It's about as creative as doing your accounts.
It's got loads of different things, like one of the rounds you
Play-Doh, and it's just terrible. Oh, I hate it.
What's wrong with Trivs, though? Trivs is a classic.
The thing I hate about those games, just get rid of the board. I hate the whole dice and going around the thing and then having to get four things.
Yeah.
Just get some cards with questions on, read them out. Make something out of Play-Doh. You don't need a board and dice to justify making things out of Play-Doh with your family.
Go out and do something less boring instead.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, you might like the new edition of Trivial Pursuit.
Doubt it.
Because they've dumbed it right down. Do you remember the old categories? Can you remember the old categories of Trivial Pursuit?
Well, it was literature and entertainment and geography and history and... Is that it?
Two more.
Sport.
Yeah.
And lose.
Lose?
I don't know.
Lavies.
Lavies.
Science and nature.
Science and nature, there you go. Lose.
There you go.
Same thing.
Well, they've got rid of those categories now for the 20th anniversary edition. And they've got a whole bunch of new categories to reflect... the changing face of intellectual Britain.
Yeah.
And the world, I suppose. The categories are no longer what you just mentioned.
Wow. This is big news. New Trivial Pursuit categories.
Yeah.
This is headline stuff.
They're more or less the same, but they're basically a little bit more flexible.
Read them out.
So you've got Global View now.
Instead of
Geography. So global subjects now view. Include Geography, Ecology, Space, Global Cultures, Our Small Planet and Biological Issues.
Wow.
You've got Sound and Screen instead of Entertainment.
Ooh,
subjects include television, movies, quotes, plot summaries of TV shows, the music industry, song lyrics and band names. Oh. That's more or less the same.
Yeah.
News you've got now, including headlines from the past 20 years, quirky news items.
So that's history.
And history, yeah.
That's quite good. History has been rebranded as news.
Yeah.
So everything, even in the past, becomes topical.
Exactly.
That'll get kids excited in the classroom.
You've got, instead of art and lit, you've got the written word. Subjects include books, magazines, websites, the written word, comic books and comic strips.
Comics.
Yeah.
That's good. Comics are good.
Innovations. Subjects include inventions, science, the internet, home electronics, PDAs.
Personal, they're like little, planning things, blueberries and all that business.
DVDs, cloning, science fiction and the future.
Wow. And has this had an impact on the questions themselves? Are they easier?
They're a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's totally random. One of the questions I got, the last category instead of sports, incidentally, is game time, which includes computer games, cards, board games and darts.
Wow, so they've dumbed down Trivs.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, one of the questions that, you know how when you're playing Trivs, the opposing team always seems to get, like, a run of really basic ones, and you sort of get
the difficult ones,
what's the atomic weight of, you know, whatever. And the opposing
team... What's the atomic weight of whatever?
Yeah, that's
a contemporary question.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they got, who is going out with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, that tough one.
You know, it
the opposing team got that,
yeah,
and you got what's the atomic weight of whatever,
or whatever, yeah.
Blimey,
it's not fair, is it?
That's scandalous. Hey, if anybody out there listening has got the game Cranium and has got it in their hand, give us a call 0871 222 1049, because there's something really deeply annoying about Cranium that you could help us describe if you've got the game. 0871 222 1049. Give us a call.
Give us a call. Time for some adverts now at the top of the hour. You heard your Nivea one. I'm glad about
that. Yeah, yeah, I wasn't listening to it properly, though.
Terry Christian.
Yeah, have we got more adverts?
Yeah, we got some more now.
Hopefully it'll come up again.
All right, then.
XFM. Love music. Love XFM. Music. Love XFM. XFM. XFM.
That's Hard Fire with Cash Machine. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9.
Hey, Britain's 104.9.
Thanks, man.
You know?
Thank you for setting me straight.
2006.
Absolutely. Now, did you see the Friday Night Project last night, Joe?
Yes, I did.
The triumphant return of Britain's...
The Friday Night Project,
Britain's
yeah. Listen, we've got to be careful, though, because is Justin E. Collins coming in after us? No.
No.
No, because he's too exhausted from last night's action.
He's away for the next few weeks, even
months. But we're, as ex-Channel 4 celebrities, we're now sandwiched between two primary Channel 4, active Channel 4 celebrities.
That's right.
The Zane and the Lee Collins.
Yeah.
No Lebmans for the noughties.
You better like Justin Lee Collins, because you're going to be seeing a lot more of him this year. I think he's Channel 4's basically positioned him as the new Jimmy Carr this year, along with... What's the name of his co-host on the Friday Night Project?
Oh, Alan Carr.
Alan Carr, the amusingly gay man.
Mm. Is he gay?
I believe he is, yes. That's his thing, is to be gay and wear a pink sweater.
It'd be good if there was a celebrity that acted that camp but just wasn't gay.
Well, there's a possibility that Alan Carr is not gay, and I apologise if I'm impugning his manhood in any way. But
we should ask the listeners, shouldn't we, what they thought of the Friday Night Project?
Yeah, yeah.
If you saw it, had an opinion, text 83XFM. After all, it's aimed at XFM-type listeners, thrusting, intelligent, funky people.
Happening young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's who it's aimed at?
Yeah, either that or toddlers.
Toddlers. I think it's more likely to be toddlers.
Toddlers. It's basically children's TV with swearing, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I was shocked at how posh Billie Piper was. I thought she was an East End, salt-of-the-earth market trader-type girl. That's what she comes off like in Doctor Who.
She's like a little drama school person, I think.
Oh, disappointing.
She seems like a nice person, though.
Seems like a nice girl.
But she pops up on pretty much just bad shows now in the evenings.
Anyway, like, what did you think of it, Adam?
Well, it seemed odd. I'm just curious to know what the project itself is. You see, I believe that it is some kind of scientific project.
It's an actual project.
Yeah.
Well, you know, do you want to hear my theory? Sorry, you haven't even got yours out.
No, go ahead. My theory is very banal. Just, Channel 4 is just doing some kind of amazing experiment to see what happens if they just take this format that absolutely no one likes, runs for one season in 2005 to universal loathing, as far as I can tell. And so they decide to recommission it, keep it exactly the same, with every single segment just kept perfectly the same. Like, you've got to have the girl going out and sort of pointing at people and saying, oh, you look like Robert De Niro, even though they don't, because that was so brilliant the first time round, we couldn't possibly mess with that. We've got to have, like, a different celebrity each week doing a really flat monologue at the top of the show. You wouldn't want to mess with that. That was brilliant. All they've done is change their faces.
The presenters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's their experiment, is to...
That's the project.
The project...
Can we make people love something that's rubbish?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
By changing very
few
elements.
That's not my opinion. That's not my opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
That's Adam Buxton's opinion.
What's your theory?
My theory is that they're trying to create television... They're trying to make television with the least work as possible, because something weird's happened on ITV. You know those shows you get on cable, Have a Go Balls, and The Great British Quiz, where they've got an impossible quiz on screen, and you phone in, it's 25p a minute,
brain
or something,
teaser,
a pound a minute. That's come on ITV now. ITV at late night, they've got a ridiculous phone-in quiz.
Oh, I saw that,
with
yeah.
that stupid quiz man.
A guy with a wig.
They're not allowed to have that on proper night. Telly, are they?
I guess, it's money-making, isn't it?
It's money-making, that's the late. So that's TV with no actual content, but yet people watch it and they make money from it. Equally, Big Brother, when they just have someone sleeping, and there's a text thing along the bottom of the screen, and people are texting it, it's basically just a revenue-earning stream. And a minimum effort, they're just basically filming someone in bed. Brilliant. If you run a TV company, ka-ching. Fantastic. Same with the Friday Night Project. They've just got the amazing enthusiasm of Justin Lee Collins, who's so enthusiastic, there's got to be something there. Mm. He's so full of love and passion that you're sort of deceived I love this man and what's happening, but actually there's nothing. It's just like candy floss. There's nothing. Actually nothing there.
Candy floss with a K?
Yeah, covered in a thin layer of... Yeah, candy floss with a K.
Yeah.
Covered in a thin layer of something.
Oh, it's shocking.
Anyway, that's my theory.
You know, I genuinely like to hear from someone who likes that show, and we wouldn't sort of ridicule you out of hand. I want to hear your opinions. If you're someone who's a fan of the Friday Night Project, I'd really like to hear what you get out of it.
We've got opinions coming in already, Adam. The Friday Night Project was cheap. It's a scientific test to examine the stupidity of the British public, says scientist. I thought the Friday Night Project was like poo trying to be funny. It's not funny at all, says Kelly. Fripp was crap, says Joe. Friday Night Project was fab, but it could have got a decent band, said Lindsay. So somebody likes it.
There you go.
Pretty funny. May watch it again.
Well, you know, phone in. I'd like to speak to someone who thinks that it's fab and hear what their voice sounds like. Now, anyway, here's a song right now. This is a free play. This is Brendan Benson from his last album, and it's called Last Man Standing. Last Man Standing by Brendan Benson. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Is it Cliff Richard time?
Oh, yeah. Where's your CD gone?
I don't know. It's on the same one what you had earlier. This, listeners, we're going to play some Cliff Richard now, but we were talking about how disappointed Adam was with the Friday Night Project. Of course, I loved it.
You said there was a couple of bits that made you laugh.
I did laugh. I laughed when Justin Lee Collins put on that coat of cash, just because of Justin himself. Mm. But you know what? Next time I see Justin Lee Collins, I want him to hate me. I want him to go, I can't really swear, but I want him to tell me to sod off.
Why?
Because he's just so nice to everybody. It's no longer seeming genuine. And I think the only genuine response you could now get from Justin is real anger and hate. Do you know what I mean?
I've never seen him actually furious.
I've never seen him angry, so I think I'm going to make Justin Lee Collins angry. Unfortunately, he's not here this
afternoon.
He wound
up on his radio show, doesn't he?
He must be like an angry lion. Must be like Aslan.
Yeah.
Getting peed off. But anyway, listen, so Cliff Richard, obviously he's not the favourite artist of your average XFM listener. Mm. Probably doesn't have a lot of Richard in the library. But one of the funniest things I saw on telly over Christmas, it was fairly slim pickings, was a show on BBC 4 called Don't Watch That, Watch This. And it's kind of an obscure comedy montage show where they use footage and overdub it. Some of it was pretty funny, but one bit I thought was very clever. So I recorded it and I've sort of pieced it together to play to you. What they've done is taken a Cliff Richard song, one of his Christmas songs, and they've changed it. It's hard to explain. They've basically put beeps on it, as if he was singing very rude words, okay? So I'd like to reiterate, everybody listening, that there is no swearing in what you're about to hear. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's an utterly innocuous Cliff Richard song full of Jesus and the opposite of swearing. But yet, with the simple application of some sweary-type beeps, it's made to sound like the most obscene thing you've ever heard. Listen to this. The child is a the carol is the old is past, there's a new. That's the end.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
good. Has anyone ever done that before?
I can't remember. I don't think
so. We could steal that and apply it to different songs each week.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's rude, isn't it?
You shouldn't have played it, man, because no one watches BBC 4.
No, but it's not my idea. It's that I've got to, you know, give respect to the people who produce Don't Watch That, Watch This on BBC 4.
Vera Productions.
Yeah, but that's funny. Good idea.
Very good idea. That was excellent. What time? They're still showing Don't Watch That, Watch This.
I don't know. I don't even know if it was a series.
It was a series. I was in one of them.
Were you?
The first one.
Ooh.
And it was good. It had lots of good moments in it.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. They should have. I hope they'll do it again. Maybe they'll do it next week.
Mm. Right, should we play some more music?
Yes.
Let's see. Would you like some magic numbers, Joe?
Yes, I like the magic numbers.
Okay, here they are.
Thank you.
That's the magic numbers with Forever Lost. We've been receiving quite a few texts from people who very much enjoyed the Friday Night Project and thought it was perfect post-pub fare.
You're out of touch, Buxton.
I'm totally out of touch.
You're over the hill. I love the Friday Night Project.
Well, I'm going to watch it again next week.
You know what? I just like, you know, I want to work for Channel 4 and I like Justin Lee Collins, so I'm not going to badmouth it.
Right, right.
I love Channel 4 and I love Justin Lee Collins.
Hey, listen. I love Justin Lee Collins and Channel 4 as much as anyone.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the Friday Night Project.
Yeah,
I
like, if you saw your friend being run over by a bus, wouldn't you go and help them?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Channel 4 and Justin Lee Collins.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. Friday Night Project, that's what I'm saying.
Get him out.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just offering that as a simile for this, for your situation.
Bust him out.
I'm not in that situation because I love them both, and I'm a big fan of the Friday Night Project. I'm setting my Sky Plus to record it.
Yep.
Every week.
Anyway, there you go. Did you watch, sorry, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Did you watch Ricky Gervais talking to Larry
David?
No,
I didn't.
Why not?
Because I can't look at Ricky Gervais. He's too successful. He makes me angry and upset, and I just... plus, how long... This is a point... A question for you listeners as well. How long can a man make his comedy act being amazingly arrogant and it not become slightly, you know, just well, you know...
Annoying.
Yeah.
But that's the way they edited the trials. Are you talking
is
about
it?
The...
No, just everything. I love Ricky. He's brilliant. But as a member of the public, I kind of, you know... I don't know. I'm confused. I can't deal. He's so happy and successful. I can't.
Well, one of the things.
This
that
is why
across...
he's so keen on America. He should go live in America because he's not. He's too successful to live in Britain now.
Yeah.
It's wrong to see his face here.
Well, he reckons that he's become a recluse now. He doesn't go
really?
Out to parties. That's what he was saying to
really?
Larry David. Yeah. So he feels as if he is too successful. Mm. But he came across as being out of the two people because obviously. Both Ricky and Larry David kind of play versions of themselves on screen. Certainly in extras, the character is a lot closer to Ricky in real life, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you never watched extras?
Yeah, I have.
But
when I say I don't know, I mean I wasn't listening.
Right.
I was reading texts.
I was just saying that they both play kind of versions of themselves on screen.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Know?
Yeah,
but the version that Ricky plays is probably a lot closer to what he's really like.
No, you're going too deep.
Than the Larry David
one. I'm not that interested in them. But you're probably right.
You should have watched it, man. It was quite
interesting,
instructive, and interesting, and it certainly made you think. Like, wow, if he gets on well with Ricky, then he could probably get on well with me because Ricky was more or less just sort of very excited and being quite a fan.
I want to see Ricky Gervais meets Justin Lee Collins.
Yeah,
I want them to
good.
Talk about comedy. Hey, listen, we should also say that somebody's texted in to say the bleeping thing. We just played a Cliff Richard song with words bleeped out to make them sound rude. Apparently, they do that on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue on Radio 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry if that's old news.
Yeah, okay. Man, I've got such a bad cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Play some sinus cleansing music, something powerful.
Do you not get colds at this time of year?
No.
When was the last time you had a cold?
I haven't been ill since 1969.
You're indestructible.
Yeah, boy.
What's your secret?
I'm the Terminator 2.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm made of liquid metal.
I wish I was made of liquid metal.
I can make my finger into a spike and stab you through the milk carton.
No,
and your head.
Don't do
that. On the
that.
Same spike. Let's have some Kooks, the Kooks.
Listen, I'd love to play the Kooks,
but
I want to play some more adverts.
Oh, okay.
All right. Deal with this.
XFM. Love music. Love XFM.
There you go, that was Beth Orton with Conceived, and before that you heard Block Party with Banquet. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Yeah, so we've still got a couple of high-quality prizes to give away. We've still got a Best of Ronnie Barker DVD. Is that it? We've got tickets to see Skin.
You didn't give away the Housewives yet, did you?
Yeah, we did. We gave it away to, what's his face, who called earlier?
Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Paul who, yeah.
Yeah, and we've got a pair of tickets to see Stephen Fretwell. So here's a quick text competition just before we do Ditties in the Dock, which will happen in about 5 or 10 minutes. Can we think of a name for this competition? Is it like Life Sounds Better to Coldplay or something? I don't know. Basically, every TV show in the world uses Coldplay.
Coldplay it again.
As background music. And Chris Martin, obviously one of the world's best songwriters, is finding his songs all about deep, profound things are being used to illustrate rather trivial things on TV shows. So we'll play you a clip of Coldplay being used in a TV show. All you have to do is text us the name of the TV show that are hijacking Coldplay's talents to illustrate something really boring and tell us what it is. Text numbers 83XFM. Here's clip number one.
This is the factory in Leicestershire, which will make Elizabeth's ready-to-wear jewellery collection if she can persuade stores to order it. Now, though, they're making the samples, which will be used to attract buyers. Elizabeth's visiting to ensure everything is up to standard.
The samples that will be used to attract buyers.
Do you think he had that in mind when he wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's wrong with that? Because, you know, what her store, that Elizabeth and her jewellery factory, she might get great strength from and solace from the songs of Coldplay.
Absolutely. That's probably what she listens to when she's making the jewellery.
Yeah. Anyway, what show was that? 83XFM. We need a name for this competition.
Jewellery. Coldplay it again.
Coldplay it again. There you go. There's a second clip, if no one can get it.
This is
Elizabeth herself talking about her jewellery to the sounds of Coldplay.
It's a bit like Christmas for me at the moment. I get very excited when we get the products coming off the production run, if you like, to now see a ready-to-wear collection up and running. It's great.
To wear collection is up and running. It's great.
We should just sometimes bring in clips that we have just put Coldplay music over really ourselves.
Do you think there's any kind of television program under which Coldplay wouldn't be appropriate?
No, well, let's bring in some stuff next week.
You could play Coldplay under anything.
Yeah, man.
Footage of war, that wouldn't be wrong, would it?
No.
Starving people, that wouldn't be wrong. That would be moving.
Yes.
Is there any situation where playing some Coldplay isn't appropriate?
Let's test it, man. Let's get some clips and bring them in next week.
Some sort of beheading.
No, that would be appropriate.
Would it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about the political strife
in
the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, everyone's getting it. Look at this. All the texts are coming in. Everyone's getting it as well.
Have they got it right?
Yes, they have. Pat in Glasgow's got it right. Anne's got it right. Brian in Blackpool's got it right. Jamie in London's got it right.
Well, listen, pick someone at random so we can just wrap the whole thing up immediately.
Oh, well, let's pick the first person who texted in. Anne, you're wrong with the money programme. Hang on. Well, the first person who's actually put their name down. Well, there's millions.
Millions?
James in Fulham. Hang on, James doesn't need a prize. He lives in Fulham.
Come on,
that's his prize.
No, Fulham's not all posh people.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. There's lots of horrible parts of Fulham.
Okay, James, as long as you live in a horrible part of Fulham, you can have a prize. Because it is, of course, from the Dragon's Den. Not just the Dragon's Den, but the Dragon's Den Christmas special, where they were finding out how everyone who had won some money off of the dragons was getting on.
What were you doing watching that?
I love the Dragon's Den, man, and so do our listeners, because we've had about 1,000 responses to that.
Yeah, there you go.
Great competition. What's it called again?
Coldplay It Again.
Coldplay It Again. We'll have another Coldplay clip next week.
That's
if
exciting.
They come on telly, which they probably will.
Well, yeah, but don't you think we should have, like, some real ones and some fake ones, and you have to figure out?
If we're hard up for one, we'll do a fake one, and it'll be a true or falsey.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Now, Joe, you wanted to hear the Kooks, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, here they are. But you don't love me.
Yeah, that's the Kooks with You Don't Love Me, the third single from the teenage Brighton-based quartet coming out through Virgin Records and the follow-up to Sofa Song, which went top 30 in October of last year. That's rather sudden. Oh, strange intonation there. It's Ditties in the Dock time. What is Ditties in the Dark, Adam?
Well, Joe, at the end of every programme here on XFM, we battle it out to see who'll be the person that gets to play the final song of our two-hour stint. This week, it's a battle between... What is it?
It's a themed battle this week, Adam, and it's songs that play, over the closing credits of movies. Does that fit what you've chosen?
Not necessarily closing credits, though, is it?
Well, you tell me what the theme is.
Well, what's your choice, though?
Okay, my choice, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, is... What is my choice? It's from the closing credits of Raising Arizona, my favourite Coen Brothers movie. It's a sort of bluegrass gumbo bit of classic by a famous early folk singer whose name is Pete Seeger, and it's called the Goofing Off Suite. And if you've ever seen Raising Arizona, you'll know it. It's fantastic banjo and amazing sort of high-pitched squealing and whistling. It really... It really is fantastic. Adam's doing it in the background even as we speak.
It's that one, right?
This guy, Pete Seeger, is a very important American folk musician. He was friends with Woody Guthrie, did all sorts of important music in the 40s.
He threatened to cut the cables for one of Bob Dylan's electric concerts because he was so outraged that Dylan had gone
electric. Pete Seeger did?
I believe so. I might be wrong about
that. There we go. But it's a fantastic track. So if you want some sort of weird, brilliant banjo stuff, or if you know the movie Raising Arizona, one of my all-time favourites, then call 0871-222-1049 and vote for Pete Seeger and Raising Arizona. Or...
That's over the opening titles as well, though, that track.
All through the movie.
Yeah, so... The movie. So I'm going for the opening titles music from Ants. Which is some of the... And I think it was also the same...
Isn't that one?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Who's that by?
That is by Harry Gregson...
He's not famous.
Harry Gregson Williams.
You're
and John
stuffed.
Powell.
None of the XFM kids will care about that. So it's the theme music to Ants, spelt with a Z.
Ants,
and this is the Woody Allen CGI movie. No, Woody Allen's in it.
Yeah.
And so is Sylvester Stallone. They're CGI Ants.
Came out at the same time, more or less, as Bug's Life.
Yeah, good movie.
And I prefer Ants to Bug's Life.
Well, you're a man with great taste, Adam. I've always said so.
I'm in the Ants camp.
Yeah. So it's the theme tune to Ants versus the theme tune to Raising Arizona. That's a peculiar ditties.
Can I just say as well that the theme from Ants was also used, I believe, as the theme to Thunderpants.
Thunderpants with a Z.
Yeah.
Thunderpants.
Do you remember Thunderpants?
Who can forget Thunderpants? Starring Ron Weasley.
A boy
who farts so hard he goes into space.
He harnesses the fart power. And it was directed by the guy that did Sliding Doors.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Who used to be in Bread.
Yeah. You know? Forget his name.
Always
forget
his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I'm telling you, the theme from Ants is just amazing. It's the most exciting kind of orchestral thing, and the sequence where they go into the ant colony at the beginning and you see all the ants working is amazing. But even when you're not watching the movie, it's an extraordinary piece of music, and I want you to vote for Ants.
No one's going to call. I think these pieces of music are too obscure.
You reckon?
So remember, everyone who comes on air gets a chance to win a prize. 0871-222-1049. Vote for Raising Arizona or Ants. Call now! XFM.
The ads just finished. How long ago did they finish?
Finished prematurely.
Did they finish a while ago? Okay, we're not really together. It's the first show of 2006. We're a bit confused here. Should we play some music and then come back with some calls for Ditties in the Dark? That was Maximo Park with Apply Some Pressure.
Yes, it's the gut-wrenching climax of Ditties in the Dock. We've been pitching movie theme tunes this week. It's Ants with a Z versus the Raising Arizona theme. So that's Pete Seeger with the Goofing Off Suite versus who with what?
Versus Harry Gregson Williams and John Powell.
Oh, them. Brilliant.
Them. With
always in the charts.
With the amazing theme from Ants. And it's got whistling. It's a whistling classic as well.
So this is really a whistling sort of ditties, isn't it?
Is there whistling in your one?
Yes, there certainly is.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got five callers on the line. Let's go to Jason first. Hello, Jason.
Oh, it's that
way. Yeah, well, we're all right, Jason. As you might have noticed earlier, the entire show stopped. There was just silence, wasn't there? Did you notice that?
Uncomfortable one.
There was an uncomfortable silence because Adam went to the loo and Xanthi was taking callers and I was reading Yesterday's Sun.
I thought we agreed that we weren't going to mention this.
Well, suddenly I felt like I should. I was just... Jason, did you notice it at all?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Do you think it looked really bad?
I thought you'd been shut down, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it did look bad. Thanks, Jason. So, listen, mate, what are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote... Have you seen Ants and Raising Arizona?
I haven't, no.
You haven't seen either of them?
No.
Yet you're voting? What are you using as your, you know, logic?
He just wanted to phone and have a chat.
Well, let him answer. He can speak for himself, Adam.
All right, sorry.
He's Yathon.
I just wanted to phone and have a chat.
There you go. Well, in the end, you were right.
Jason, what are you up to this afternoon?
Just taking it easy.
Taking it easy. That sounds suspicious to me.
Phoning people up.
Phoning, having chats.
So, Jason, with your limited knowledge of the tracks in question, which one are you going to go for? Which one do you like the sound of?
Raising Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, good man. And based on what? How have you come to that decision? Just to call a few people and have a little chat to them. Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, Jason, I spoke over you. What were you saying?
I just like the word raisin.
That's a very good answer.
He likes raisins.
Well done. Well, that's 1-0 to Cornish, and let's go to our next caller.
Thanks for your call, Jason.
Is Jason still there?
Yeah.
Do you want a prize of some sort, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't mind.
Are you interested in Skin from Skunk and Nancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to go and see her? You don't sound very interested.
Do you want her?
No, I don't want to go and see her.
Then you were asking for that.
What about Stephen Fretwell?
Yeah, he's definitely going to go and want to see
Jason.
Stephen Fretwell.
Jason, Stephen Fretwell.
Who's he?
I don't know. No one knows. Just listen, just,
have a nice day.
Have a nice day. That'll have to be your prize. Thanks for calling.
What were you thinking about?
Asking me?
Asking him if he wanted to go and see Skin from Skunk.
He might be a fan of Skin from Skunk Nancy.
He's never heard of the films that we're voting for. He doesn't know what we're doing. Why would he want to go?
You underestimate Jason. He's a clever man. He just plays his cards close to his chest. Lewis, are you there? Hello, Lewis.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine. What are you wearing, Lewis?
I am in paint-covered trousers at the moment.
Really?
My bathroom, yep.
Is that a fashion thing, or are you painting your bathroom?
Painting the bathroom.
Right, well done.
I think a lot of people listen to this show while they're
painting. While decorating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why could that be?
It's a good decorating show. Did you... I bet you that the Sid Barrett disrupted some of the decorating, though. That must have caused a bit of the paint to drip.
Did you hear the Sid Barrett, Lewis?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And how are you doing your bathroom?
Going for the sort of boring magnolia.
Keeping it plain so you can sell it on.
That's the one.
Do you live with a lady?
No, I don't. I live my own.
Oh, well, I thought you could do it with racing cars and topless women.
Spaceships.
Spaceships.
That's on the next flat.
Oh, you're a property developer?
No.
I tell you what, but paint a big topless woman. You don't have to do it well, but you will not regret it every time you have a bath.
Paint a big winky. Now, listen, Lewis, what are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Ants with a Z.
And have you seen that movie? Do you know the track I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It's brilliant.
It's really good, isn't it? It's really sort of exciting theme music. So we got one each now.
This is exciting. It's one all.
Lewis.
Thanks a lot, Lewis. Lewis, do you want Skin or Stephen Fretwell?
Would it be rude if I said no?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well done, Lewis.
Fair
also
enough.
Going away empty-handed.
Cheers, Lewis. Thanks very much for your call. Listen, Joe, can you stop talking about Skin and Fretwell?
Why?
Because it's embarrassing. Nobody wants to see them. And it's just getting a bit weird.
Okay. Well, but what if someone might want to win it? What about Matt? Hello, Matt.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Are you a fan of Skin or Michael Fretwell?
Stephen Fretwell.
You know,
Jimmy Fretwell.
I'd like to go and see Skin, actually.
Hey, good for you,
come
Matt.
On.
She does some of her old tunes and Skunk Nancy, that'd be pretty cool.
There you go. Well, you're welcome to have those tickets at the 100 Club this Thursday, the 10th of January. It's going to be a fantastic gig.
Good.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
Matt,
it will be anyway.
Let's cut to the chase. You're familiar with these tracks, are you, presumably?
Yes, I am.
And which one are you going to go for?
It's got to be Raising Arizona.
Oh, good choice. Are you a fan of that film, Matt?
I am. Everything, it's just such a funny film, and that little bit of it, the wee-hee.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it amazing? I mean, the Coen brothers, they had such an amazing run at the start of their careers.
Very well.
Yeah, they're still pretty good.
I love that line when he goes to buy some nappies and he has to rob it. He just has to, like, hold up the store.
Yeah.
And he commandeers a vehicle and he gets in and the guy goes, "Sir, you got a panty on your head."
That's right.
We have to do it.
It's such a brilliant film. It's so good. So many good lines.
He's
so
amazingly
many good shots.
He's amazingly charismatic and sexy in that film, isn't he, Nick Cage?
Nick Cage
I sort of fell in love with him. And his crazy, ruffly hair.
So that's 2-0 to Cornish.
Thanks very much for your call, Matt.
Thanks,
and enjoy Skin. I hope I'm sure it'll be wonderful. Andy, are you there?
I certainly am, chaps.
How are you doing? Now, listen, Andy, have you got any excitement about Stephen Fretwell?
To be honest, I did hear his single, I think it was called Emily. Wasn't too bad, it's a bit wimpy.
He is supposed to be very good. You know, I'm not putting these people down at all, I'm just saying that some of the callers that we had didn't seem very excited by them. But he's supposed to be brilliant, Stephen Fretwell, so would you like to have tickets and go along and see him?
Why not? I'm always interested in seeing new music, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Good for you. Shepherd's Bush Empire this Friday is the Stephen Fretwell gig.
So, Andy, let's cut to the chase. Which one are you going to vote for? Is it going to be Ants or Raising Arizona? I need another Ants vote, man. Come on.
I know you need another Ants, but I'm a Coen Brothers fan, so I'm going to have to go with your partner, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, listen, Andy, thanks very much indeed for your call, and hope you have a good time at Stephen Fretwell's gig.
So, wait, this is it. Xanthi, you failed to understand the mechanics of Ditties in the Dock because I've already won. I mean, it's impossible
Beth might have. Let's see. Shall we see out of curiosity?
Yeah, let's get Beth on the line anyway.
Hey, Beth, how are you doing?
Hello?
She's died. Oh, no, she's there.
Are you on your mobile? Have you got your radio on, Beth?
Yeah, on my dad's mobile.
Are you on your dad's mobile? What model has he got?
Dad, what is your phone?
What sort of phone?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to start this. Motorola, nice. That's good. I haven't made any comic capital out of that.
Cornish has won Ditties in the Dock, but out of curiosity, which one were you going to vote for?
I was going to go for Ants, even though my dad wanted me to vote for Raising Arizona.
You see, Xanthi, if you put Beth before Andy, it would have been 2-2, and Andy's call would have become a kind of amazingly tense tiebreaker.
Xanthi.
But you've buggered it up, haven't you?
Get out. Get out.
Just get out.
Get out.
Take the headphones off and get out.
Take your
Beth,
low trousers.
Beth, tell Xanthi to get out.
And get out.
Beth, tell her to get out.
Get out.
That's right. get your dad to tell her to get out as well.
It sounded like she really meant it. Beth, thank you very much indeed for your call. And thanks to everyone who called in. I'm sorry we can't offer you a prize, Beth. Can we? Unless you want a copy
Not really. You can have a copy of Heat.
You can have a copy of Heat in our playlist
or
from
yesterday's
this week.
Sun.
But I don't suppose you do want that. But thank you very much indeed for calling anyway. So that's it.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, the same time, with more stuff.
I'm excited about the Coldplay thing. Coldplay it again, I think that's going to be a
good competition.
Feature. A new, exciting feature.
And we're going to leave you with Pete Seeger with the theme from Raising Arizona. It's called the Goofing Off Suite. I love this. And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you same time next week.
Love you, bye!
Bye!